and this is my first World Youth Day, and I was surprised at the prayerfulness, the reverence of the youth.
Having been to two other World Youth Days, it was, I already knew somewhat what to expect, but this has been the first World Youth Day as a friar, so there was a whole load of different ingredients, if you will. But it turned out to be much more than I expected.
Being there, personally, and experiencing this for the first time, was a real moving, was really moving. It was really, I was quite taken aback by the sort of positiveness that accompanied the arrival of the Holy Father in the city. Both, you know, on Thursday evening, when people were waiting there for 3 hours or so. We had to wait there for 3 hours in the city on George Street. The universality of the church was just so present there, and it was tangible.
We noticed that there was a lot of signs that said free hugs. The free hug campaign became quite popular, apparently, over the internet. And I was thinking, as a priest, I didn't want to really do that, but at least I would be able to offer something in the way of a blessing. So I sort of suggested that, why don't we do a free blessing sign?
The security who were looking after the subway, and they had a cheerful smile on their face, like, why can't it always, you know, be this nice? The public transport was very, very efficient. It went very well, went very smoothly. Actually, one gentleman in the local paper over there in Sydney said he just made a remark. He says, why can't the public transportation run this smoothly all the time? Even the headlines on the Sydney paper said, you know, Sydney has never seen this before.
Once I put the sign up, I was busy for the next few hours, just constantly giving out blessings, and it was a very beautiful experience. The young people coming up asking for a blessing, and I pray for them and give them a miraculous medal. And it was just a nice thing that happened, especially being able to impart a priestly blessing to young people. Sometimes we don't appreciate the value of a priestly blessing, and beautiful thing that happened as well is that many priests were coming up and asking their blessing. And, so I was happy to do that, privileged to do that.
I witnessed what appeared to be a conversion of a city.
From beginning to end, the whole week was just an experience that was once in a lifetime.
It was a privileged time, really. Many graces were given.
It was really a beautiful event to attend, and very often people would come up to you, show genuine interest in you, and ask you where you're from and what your name is, and they would exchange gifts and give you things, and you would give them things, and it was a real week of charity. It was a solidarity, a fraternal spirit there, that was a communication that very often didn't need words.
It wasn't, as some people see it, as a big party for Catholics. No, it was really a celebration of our faith and the truth, and our Lord Jesus Christ was very much with us. I spoke to some of the policemen there, and some of the other volunteers, and some of the Sydney siders themselves, the people from Sydney, and they were all positive.
I looked around, you know, as we're having exposition with the Holy Father, and you see thousands of lit candles, and you know, and people kneeling there in adoration, and they actually had a period of adoration where this multitude was silent before our Eucharistic Lord. It was just such a, it just gave you goosebumps just to look around and see this vast multitude of people silent.
I think Sydney did a wonderful job at hosting the event. Ideal setting, the weather was perfect, the volunteers and organizers did an admirable job, really, and for myself as an Australian, I was I was proud in a good sense of them to know that Australia really openly welcomed the Holy Father and the Catholic youth from all over the world.
Take a look around, you see all these nations just gathered together to praise the Lord and to worship Him.
It's a beautiful thing to see in Australia when we're so used to seeing the indifference and sometimes worse than that against the church.
I'm sure for many young people it was an opportunity to feel that any isolation they might feel as Catholics was dispersed, knowing that they're not alone in loving the church and celebrating their faith. And being there with hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world just confirmed that truly it's a great thing to be a Catholic and a great thing to be a young Catholic, a time of many graces, many blessings from our Lord.
It was such a wonderful thing to behold.
It was a time that you sort of hoped that would last a little longer. Actually, there's a little bit of a anticlimax leaving the event. It wasn't as if we were all just happy-go-lucky all the time, but it was just a constant awareness that we're all together for the same reason, to celebrate our Catholic faith.
It's an event that I'm going to cherish for the rest of my life.